Okay, so sometimes Rav Zilber's in the shadows, and sometimes he does beautiful stories. So I thought we would do a story today. Rav Zilberstein writes that in the introduction to Tzivar Divrei Mishpat, Rabbi Rav Chaim Orbach, he tells an incredible, incredible story. In the city of Posen, there was a terrible disease breaking out, an epidemic, and people were dying left and right. And unfortunately, the Rav of the city, Rav Natali Katz, together with his Beis Din, they decided to have a day of fast and a day of tefillah. They told everyone to come to the Beis Midrash, and they told told people to come to the Beis Din about any suspicious activities that are going on in the city that might have caused Hashem's anger, Hashem's wrath to come upon the city because this epidemic was getting very out of hand. What happened was, two of the most chashuv, distinguished people from the city came to the Rav's house, came to this Rav Naftali Katz of Posen's house with the Beis Din, and he told him the following. He said that sometimes and late at night, they see Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rabbi Chaim Orbach, the guy, the person who wrote this Divrei HaMishpat, in his introduction, he writes the story. Rabbi Chaim Orbach's grandfather, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, I'm not sure if it's related to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach, they say they see Rabbi Shlomo Zalman going into each night, just before midnight, they see him carrying a small lantern and going into the forest outside the city. They're not sure what this happened repeatedly every night, the night after night. What happened was they decided to follow him, you know, at a safe distance so they wouldn't see that he was being followed. And what happened was, each night at the edge of the forest, he would disappear. What happened, and then they would go home because they couldn't see him anymore. What happened was, the Rav of the city, Rav Naftali Katz, had great interest. He says, "Tonight I want to come with you. I want to watch him go into the forest." They found him going to the forest, and what happened was they were able to see that he was saying Tikkun Chatzos. He was mourning over the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. And crying his eyes out. We know that a lot of tzaddikim have this practice, to be able to have tikkun chatzos in the middle of the night, to cry over the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. What happened was, is that they saw him davening, and it was very interesting, but they heard a second voice, but they couldn't see anyone else there saying tikkun chatzos with him, right? They only saw one person saying tikkun chatzos, but they heard two voices. So when they waited for Rav Shlomo Zalman to finish, and what happened was, that Rav Naftali Katz went over him after, and he says, "I see that you're truly tzaddik, you're a big righteous person. Can you just tell me, who was that second person saying tikkun chatzos with you? I didn't see anyone else up, but I heard someone else saying it with you." He tried to avoid the question of Shlomo Zalman, but unfortunately Rav Naftali Katz was too persuasive, and he said, "Okay, I'll tell you. At the end of the day, my custom for this minhag was for a very long time to mourn the Beis HaMikdash each night. I was given a gift. Every single night that I say tikkun chatzos, Yirmiyahu HaNavi comes, and we recite Tikkun Chatzos together." So the Rav Naftali Katz turns back to Rav Shlomo Zalman and he says, "It's very, very nice, but that you say Tikkun Chatzos with him, can you just ask him for me, do me a favor? Can you ask him why this terrible epidemic has struck our city? People are dying left and right. What's going on here? I'm not sure." So what happened was, Rav Shlomo Zalman said, "No problem, I'll ask him tomorrow night." So what happened was, the next morning after Shlomo Zalman has his nightly meeting with Yirmiyahu saying Tikkun Chatzos, he finds Rav Naftali Katz in the shul the next morning. He says the following. He says, "Yirmiyahu told me last night that originally the Beis HaMikdash was supposed to be destroyed 40 years before it actually was. 40 years before it was. Yirmiyahu told me. And since people didn't speak Dvarim B'Telem, idle chanter, or idle banter in shul, it was spared for another 40 years. Even though the people of that generation were working in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, because they didn't talk in shul, says Yirmiyahu to Rav Shlomo Zalman, in the middle of the forest, because they didn't talk in shul, the Beis HaMikdash was spared for 40 years. And therefore, what happened was, when they started talking in shul, that's exactly when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and all those terrible things were happening. When Naftali Katz heard about this, he heard of Yirmiyahu's words, he told everyone, he gathered the whole city in shul, he told the entire story, what Yirmiyahu told Rav Shlomo Zalman in the forest, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, not Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach from 100 years ago, but Rav Chaim Orbach's father, the Divrei Mishpat's father. And he said, he told the entire congregation, "We have to accept upon ourselves and then be able to make sure that we, in shul, we're only talking Torah and tefillah. And specifically, we're not talking about Dvar and Betel and things we shouldn't talk about in shul." What happened was, the city of Posen decided to take upon this tremendous minhag. What happened was, the epidemic and the plague stopped immediately. I think it's a tremendous lesson. So many times we get too casual, and I'm including myself very much in this, we get too casual what we talk about in shul. We should make sure when we come into shul, there's something different that we talk about the street, or something where we're talking about at work, or in school. We're going to a mikdash ma'at. And remember the story, the next time we we have a yitzhar to be able to say something that maybe not the most appropriate thing. They were literally saved from this entire epidemic because they stopped. And unfortunately, the reason why it was happening because they weren't so careful about it. But it wasn't just a little thing. This is Yirmiyahu HaNavi coming telling Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and if you want to see this story, it's in the beginning of the Sefer Divrei Mishpat by Rav Chaim Orbach Zatzal. We should be Hashem to follow the holy words of Yirmiyahu HaNavi and treat Tefillah with the utmost respect that it deserves. Shkoyach.